Hey guys.
Hey y'all.
This is Simone.
And this is Sarita.
And this is Clean Ears.
We're back with your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Snippety snip snip. And we are here to talk about when God says no and your feelings are hurt and you just want to just throw stuff. What do you do? Because you are not supposed to throw stuff.
You can throw stuff. Throw stuff.
Hey man, that's bad stewardship. So we're going to talk about ways to like.
Jesus threw stuff.
You know what? Flip a table. First point, flip a table.
Point one.
Exactly. So if you're not a table flipper kind of personality or your tables are really heavy, we got some other options for you. Sometimes when God hits us with a no, it can be super crushing because it's like, man, I was so hoping for this job or for this relationship or this situation, this house, this apartment, this car.
This dog.
This meal. I don't know. Whatever situation to work out. You know, sometimes Uber Eats gets lost. And whatever the situation may be, it's disappointing. And we've definitely heard some no's in our life.
Yes.
And
more
we just
no's.
Want, oh yeah.
No's. All the no's.
Exactly. And so we just wanted to share the way that we deal with when God says no, because we know it can be tough and we are in this with you, holding you down, and hopefully this helps.
Yes. Simone, how do you do with no's?
After I'm done crying, I try to not take it as like a super duper like, not never, but I usually try to look at it as a not yet or not this. And that's something that's been really helpful for me, you know, like especially in a situation like say looking for a job or something. It's like, okay, if this one didn't pan out, then I'm like, okay, maybe this is not the one that you have for me. But then that means that the one that you have for me is going to be even better than I could ask for, imagine. So I'm just going to continue to wait. And when I look at it that way, having that perspective really helps me to continue to wait without feeling like, what is happening? what is this? Instead of feeling like I'm just out there. How about you?
I try not to play the comparison game because I think that is my biggest problem. Mm-hmm. When I hear a no, you immediately start looking at people who seem to have that yes. And so they're like, yo, I gotta know, but they out here winning.
The land of yes.
In the land of yeses. They just keep getting yeses, all these wins. And I'm just out here with these L's wondering what exactly is going on. And a lot of times you just get into a place where you're like, God, like, why do they keep getting and I don't? Why do they seem their life seems to be getting coming together and mine isn't? You know, why are they, you know, getting to do their dream and I'm still out here trudging along with the masses? And then I have to realize that just because they got something doesn't mean they got my something.
Yes.
And he has enough for me when it is my time. And I also have to realize I have heard yes before. A lot of times we just get so stuck in the I never get what I want, like we get full temper tantrum. Jesus, why you don't never give me nothing? Sure, I'm breathing, but I wanted this thing.
Get this little breath.
What about this car though? And he's like, okay. And I think so often we just get so caught up in the no's that we don't remember there have been yeses. Remember that thing that you really did want and you got and it was amazing? Let's just, you know, revel in that for a second instead of always focusing on our no's and focusing on what we lack. Because so more often than not, we have more than what we need already. We are living in extravagance, especially compared to the rest of the world. So you may not have gotten what you wanted, so sit down on your nice couch, turn on your TV with your electricity, and watch Netflix that you pay for. Or maybe not, because you want somebody else's situation. I know many are.
I was a little convicted right there. Now I'm just playing, this is an agreed chair. I was just like, oh my goodness, Jesus didn't want me to have these channels. No. What also helps me when God says no is to tie it back to scripture. The beautiful thing about the word of God is that it's still so relevant. And there's so many situations where I can look back at this person's story or that person's story or experience and see similarities with what I'm going through. And that enables me to say, okay, this is kind of how they're dealing with it. And this is, you know, where they landed. And that gives me hope. And it gives me tactics along the way, too. Like, when I think about, you know, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, David in the cave. And it's like, you always hear about this time with David waiting and... with David waiting. And you're like, okay, he was anointed. And then, but where is this kingdom, though? Like, hold up. and looking at not just his story, but just shouting it out because it's like super famous. But even looking at his story, it's like, okay, there was a big distance between what God said he was going to have and what when he actually saw it. And just seeing his attitude, how he was honest, how he was worshiping, how he just ran the whole gamut of all of the emotions and things like that. Sometimes it helps me to understand, okay, all of my emotions have a place. I can take all of that to God. It helps the way that I wait. And not just his story, but again, many others. Get into the Bible, find someone, anyone, you will find someone.
And maybe we'll have gotten to know at some point.
oh, you're slaying them no's. Even Jesus got to know. And so one thing that actually helps me now is in the job that I'm in. I was like, yes, Lord, I prayed for this job. I was confident. I had like all the faith, like people were impressed and everything. Like, and I got the job and I was so excited. And then when I got there, things were not like as amazing as they were like supposed to be in my mind. And one day after getting really frustrated, I remember just talking to God like, I mean, what's up with all this darn strife? Like, hey, I thought we were here. And I'm like, I'm where you said I'm to be. You put me here. I'm hearing from you, but I feel like I'm still hitting a lot of walls and getting a lot of no's and things in between. And God just politely reminded me, he's like, well, you know, when the Israelites crossed into the promised land, Joshua didn't just pull up and was like, all right, now room assignments. They had to do some work. And sometimes even now, this was a month ago, quite a few months ago. But even now, sometimes I remember when I'm having a difficult day at work and I feel like things aren't as smooth as I would like them to be. I'm like, you know what? This is just another land I have to conquer. This is just another giant. This is just another. And like Joshua, I'm going to keep conquering. I'm going to keep going. But this is still my promised land. Because sometimes you can get what you want and you can still encounter a lot of pushback and things that you don't like. And it's like, well, God, is this it? How could you put me in a situation like, you know, I'm looking for the yes and the amen. I just got the yes. Where the amen at? And that was super helpful to me. And that's something, again, that I still carry each day when I go in to work. What about you? Is there a particular person that you relate to in your situation or not?
No. But what I'm thinking about is no's build character. I feel like a lot of times yeses, they don't challenge you. They're just like, yay, yes. But the no is where your character is built. And so a lot of times we hate the no's because it reveals so much about ourselves and our walk and where we need to grow. No means that you need to be strong in your faith because things aren't going to happen right away. No means that you need to dig deeper, vary up your walk like you're supposed to. You must be fasting and praying and serving and all of those things. And in that no, you need to continue to do so even though you're not getting what you want. So I think a lot of times we want the yeses because the yeses are easy to put on like Instagram and Facebook and be like, look at this yes I got, blessing that I got, look at this thing that shows, you know, that God loves me, but he also loves it in the no. And the no is where your character is built. No is what God is going to be talking to you about when you're in heaven, about the things that are in your walk. He's like, hey, when I said no, you did this, and this showed how much you actually loved me and not my hand and not the things I could do for you. So I think we need to remember that the no's are more important to us inwardly in our walk than all of the yeses.
Absolutely. I love that. No's build character.
Look at my fake muscle.
So guys, we hope that you find that helpful. We hope that in the midst of your no season or no moment, that maybe you can find some encouragement and, you know, pop open that Bible and find a way to, you know, pop it open, see what's good.
Don't just pop it open. You need to have some reason to be up in there, because you will find a reason not to be. You and the scriptures be like, what is this D? I'm out.
I know, right?
Yes. No.
Seek out a character that speaks to a little bit of what you're going through, and I promise that helps. If not, you can just jump right on into Psalms and find something up in there, because it's the whole gamut.
Yes, David felt what you were feeling at some point. Just keep reading.
He had all the feelings.
Well, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.